Hi, this is Craig reporting from the Agile 2012 conference in Dallas in Texas in the United States. And day zero really meant the Agile Alliance Functional Testing Tools Workshop, or otherwise known as the AAFTT, got along to that today. And an open space, numbers a little lower than what they normally are year on year, but nonetheless some great conversations happening, organised this year by Joseph Wilk, who's taking over the leadership of the AAFTT from Elizabeth Hendrickson, and also Janita Andrea, who stepped down earlier in the year. So some of the sessions that were going on there in the open space, one of the first ones I dropped along to was led by George Dinwiddie, who was talking about enabling non-programmers, and this essentially turned out to be a bit of a disagreement between both George and Corey Haynes, who essentially took the side of the fact that we should be enabling programmers, not enabling non-programmers. Now, essentially what George was trying to say is that he wants business people to be able to read and understand tests, and as a result, he wants to do things like extract working tests into step definitions, so essentially having step definitions in Cucumber that have step definitions inside of them. Now, Corey, on the other hand, was essentially saying that, listen, it's, non-programmers shouldn't be anywhere near automation, it should be the programmer's responsibility. So this led into a nice big discussion going backwards and forwards about whether Cucumber was the right tool, perhaps Robot Framework being a tool that was better suited to the types of things that George was looking for. A couple of interesting things that came out of there, firstly, reminding everybody that there is a difference between specifications and testing. It's a fundamental shift in changing your thinking when you move to that. Woody Zuhl, who was there, was essentially saying, look, the only way we can enable non-programmers is by getting them to come and join our team and work with us every day. Essentially, Corey was representing what he thinks is the opinion of the entire Cucumber community, which is if you're testers and cannot write simple Ruby scripts, then you have no place on his team. Now, that was a little controversial, I guess, but what they really came back to is that he quite often works in teams which are completely developer-driven, no QAs, which this would work. George was representing the side of the fence where essentially in large organizations where there are business analysts, where there are traditional testers, that you need to come to a common ground. So interesting conversation. Not sure it really came out with too many conclusions except the fact that George probably needs to go and spend some time looking at Robot Framework, and if you're having trouble with Cucumber, then Robot Framework might be the tool for you. Second session, probably the one that I got the most out of, was one led by Joseph Wilk on what he calls not testing. And not testing is really taking the whole lean startup movement and saying, well, actually, let's do more experiments, let's roll to production as soon as we can, in which case, let's actually not run tests at all or very rarely, and let's actually run them in production. And it's interesting, he was talking about a team called Forward out of London, where essentially they just let the developers do what they want. What they found was that by not testing, they were faster and more interactive than the competitors. Now, there was always a risk that they could fail. The thing was that testing should not block deployment, but on the odd occasion, they would have a failure and they had to live with that. Corey Haynes was sitting there, quoted Fred George, who is one of the leaders of that organisation, and said, if it's faster to rewrite than maintain it, then you shouldn't write tests, and that's probably some pretty good advice as well. At the end of the day, what the discussion really turned around to is that the skill level of your developers really makes a difference if you're going to be able to do this. My argument when I was sitting in there is that it's okay if you have really good developers, but if you have people that are new to your team, or perhaps people that don't have that skill set, it's actually sometimes very hard to bring them across the line. So you need high levels of skills, but you also need to roll back at some times as well. So a few different stories came out of there. Talked about Etsy and the fact that they actually do this kind of thing. They actually check error rates in production, use some science to figure out whether they should roll back or not. He also gave the example of the Scribed, the PDF company, who in order to make themselves go faster, they actually took their core functionality out of all this main part of the program, separated it so the developers then weren't so scared of breaking it, and actually then made them go faster as well. And the last thing I think we left on was the fact that you just got to take a look in Silicon Valley, where Facebook is stealing developers from Google because they hire good people and just enable them to hack things out, as opposed to Google, which has now become the large organization. I guess my argument in that discussion was that I suspect in a couple of years Facebook may well become the new Google. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. Next session was one led by Brendan Leeran from from John Deere. He wanted to talk about deliberate test practice. So what he was looking for is an alternative in testing to coding carters, and a whole bunch of really good examples, things like the weekend testers group, that, you know, you can do coding carters typically in testing, although they are a little harder. Things like, you know, just organizing book clubs, getting practice at driving different interfaces, taking time to do things like writing sessions, or just testing odd things like toys, for example, and also adding tests to open source for all different things that were discussed in that session. Cheesy had a session on the holes in the current tools, and a lot of discussion there about, firstly, reports coming out from the tools, of which there is actually a gem that Cheesy has written that is coming out for Cucumber that improves the HTML report. The fact that a few years ago our discussions were always around editors, but now I guess the community has moved on, that we now bundle these in tools like TextMate and Eclipse and Visual Studio, which is very interesting. Elizabeth Henriksen was very keen to be able to see a big picture view of her feature coverage. She said, not necessarily branch coverage or code coverage, we've got tools for that, but actually being able to map that out and see the cross-cutting concerns, you know, the functional areas versus the types of parts of the system that you're testing, and you're trying to map that out. Interesting, there's a few tools like Thucydides that actually has that kind of stuff built in, that might actually help out with that. And a couple other discussions on other things that, like SpecFlow that's using some mapping, the plugins for Cucumber that allow GitHub integration, and the like. The last session of the day was Elizabeth Henriksen really trying to map out the future of where AIFTT goes. The mission originally was to advance the state of art of functional testing tools. The interesting thing is that whilst the group is there, they haven't really been able to do everything they can with their funding. So I guess what Elizabeth was looking at is that she's looking for new leaders in that particular area. They believe that community building is the best way to spend that money, things like the workshop that I was at today. And the whole point was really to get tool builders and tool users together for a discussion, and I can say that they've certainly succeeded with that. So Joseph Wilkes taking over the reins. He is looking for some people to help him moving forward. If that's something you're interested in, get onto the AAFTT Yahoo group if you're interested. Anyway, that's all from me. Tomorrow, day one of Agile 2012. I'll be back then with more information. Until then, see you later.